Okay, we're on Ches Shomer Aleph. Ravashi Omar explained to explain why there's not five Rosh Hashanahs. Ravashi says, Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim, Shehein Ba'arbe Rosh Chadashim. That there's four Rosh Hashanahs that are on the first day of the month. And the one of them is on the 15th, the Regalim, so that doesn't count. Mara says, Ve'echa B'shvaka Ve'shamay, that this only works out according to Ve'shamay. Because according to Beis Hillel, Tu B'Shvat is also not on the first day of the month. Hachi Kamar, Shlosha, the Divrei Hakol. Three of them that are on the first day of the month, or everybody agrees. Be'echad B'Shvat, Machlokas Be'Sham Beis Hillel. And that's why the Vilna Gaon says, that's why it says in the Mishnah, Kedivrei Be'Shamay. Not Divrei, but Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim, Kedivrei Be'Shamay, only works out according to Be'Shamay. Ravashi Omar, Haidlo Choshev Masnisen, Ella Arba, the Vishalomona, Ella Rosh Hashanim, Haboy, and the Rosh Hashanim. It only counts the ones that come at the beginning of the month. The Ein Regalim in Aminion. Therefore, the Regalim is not counted because that's on the 15th. Ella Kedamrin Regal Shabo, Lahachi Lotani, Nomi Rosh Hashanah, De Omer Shte Alechem, because they also don't come on the beginning of the month. Uparchinim Kain Bechod Vishvat, Sosum Montana Bereshik of Beishamai. That's the case that when it says Arba Rosh Hashanim, it goes like Beishamai. Dika Beisilah Amrin and Betukbevo. Hachi Kamar, Tanan Masnisan. Stam Bereshia Echad Beshvat Barosh Hashanim. Bahadur Parish Vazel. The Seifa Beechad Beshvat Rosh Hashanah Ilan Divrei Beishamai. That the Tana said three of them are according to everybody, and the fourth one is a Machlokas Beisham Beisilah. The name of the Hodis Sosim Bereshia Arba Rosh Hashanim. Barosh Hashanim Lav Divrei Hakolhi. Ela Beishamai Koi. That's Kedivrei Beishamai. Shlosha la divrei hakol lav dafka to echad be'el nomi pluksehi. Right, not all three are la divrei hakol because echad be'el is also machlokas. The Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Omrim be'echad betishrei. Ela beis hillel. It's going by beis hillel that divrei hakol means even beis hillel agrees to three of them, and the fourth one's machlokas b'sham beis hillel. Okay. Omrav Yochanan. One second. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Omrim be'echad betishrei. That Re'echa B'Tishrei is Ma'isr Behema, Rosh Hashanah L'Ma'isr Behema, and Tanakama says that it's in Elul. Amrav Yochan, Rishneh Mikro Echa Darshu. Both of them learn from the same pasuk whether Ma'isr Behema is in Elul or in Tishrei. Shneamar Livshu Korim Hatzon, Va'amokim Yatfu Bar, Yisro'u Af Yoshiru. And the pasuk says, Lovshu Korim Hatzon, right? Va'amokim Yatfu Bar. It compares the when the tzon are lav shukarim. We'll see one second what that means. And that's the same time that amokim yatvu bar, when the valleys fill up with tvua. Rav Meir Sovar, emos I lav shukarim atzon, bisman shamokim yatvu bar. When do the, what's it called, lav shukarim atzon, Rashi learns, lav shukarim atzon, mikruhu b'sefer tehillim. Lov shukar matzon v'amokim yatvu bar yisroau af yoshiru. Lov shukar matzon mislab shel sakvasim shemisabros. It's a kinoi for the fact that they become pregnant. And others say lov shukar matzon. Tosa says that it means that they're. It's also a euphemism for mating. They mate during that time. That the tzon get clothed by the males. Or they get clothed in their pregnancy. Same idea. The animals get pregnant in the same time Shabbat Mokim Yatvu Bar. So when is that? The Emos say Amokim Yatvu Bar Ba'adar. Right? That's when the Tvua starts to grow and it starts to come up is in Adar. So Misabros Ba'adar, they get pregnant in Adar. The Yoldos Ba'ath, and they give birth in Av. Because the gestation period for a Behema Daka is 5 months. So you have to give the whole month of Adar for conception, and the whole month of Av, at some point in Av, they give birth, and there's 5 months in between that. So Rosh Hashanah Shalohem Elu, and therefore the Rosh Hashanah is immediately after they give birth. The Rosh Hashanah for Ma'isa Behema is Elu. And even though Behema Gassos take 9 months of gestation period, So some say that there's a hekesh between tzon and boker, right? Aser to aser, what does it say? Tzon luvoker. So the boker is the same as the tzon. And since most animals are tzon, they say that's why the boker goes after the tzon and not the opposite. And some say that even what's it called, the behema gasses, also give birth in Av. And they just get pregnant earlier. Okay. Rav Elezer of Shimon Omrim, Amos say love shukari matzom, bisman shisro, af yoshiru. No, the Iker is not comparing it to when the Tvua comes out, which is Adar. But when yoshiru, Amos say shibolim omro shira, when do the sheaves of grain say shira? Rashi says, when the wind rustles through them, it sounds like they're saying shira. Other holds that it means mamash shira, that they everything sings shira, and the time it sings shira is when it fulfills its purpose. So when the sheaves of grain are ready, that's when the tvua says shira. Benisa, when are they completed? That's a Nisan. Nisabros benisan, so they get pregnant in Nisan, right? V'yoldos be'elo, and they give birth in Elul. Rosh Hashanah Sholem Tishrei, and therefore the Rosh Hashanah is immediately after Elul and Tishrei. Rashi, love shukoitza, they're ready. Yatfu bar, shazriya tzomachas v'nikeres yotha. That's when the grain comes up from the ground, and you can see it already. Yisro'au af yashiru, b'nisan, kishyagiyaz man hakotzir, v'atvua b'kashim shalah. In Nisan, it already is not just over the ground, but all of the grain is already formed. And it's in the sheaves. V'haruach min hasheves, and the wind blows. V'hei nokshin zeh al zeh. And they knock together. Nishma kol v'niros k'mishor. It sounds like they're singing. Zman ibur behema daka chamisha chadoshim. The gestation period of a behema daka is 5 months. So Rosh Hashanah shlem elul. T'samuch l'gomro. Zman chodesh v'yoshin shalem l'chidesh hashana. The next nearest month to when they're finished, when they're born, that's when we make the demarcation between the new ones and the old ones. Bizman shisra'o hashibolim. Okay, the Gemara says, the idach nami hoksiv yisro'af yashiru. L'chora, the one who holds, Rav Meir holds, that it's the time when the tvua comes up, which is Adar, is when they get pregnant. What does he do with the fact that it says it's a time that they say Shira? Zahu b'afalta. That's talking about the later ones, the Havimines and Echonamis. There's later, what's it called, ones too. But we go after the earlier ones, which are at the time when the Tvua comes up. The Idach Nom Yaksiv Amokim Yatfu Bar. According to Rav Elazar of Shimon, it also says Yatfu Bar, when the Tvua comes up. Right, hahu b'charfaisad asim miader. There's early ones that come up in Adar. There are ones that get pregnant earlier and ones that get pregnant later. We go after the Iker ones. So Reb Meir holds the Iker ones get pregnant in Adar, and Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon hold that the Iker ones get pregnant in Nisan. So bishlam of the Reb Meir kidichsiv lofshu kari matzon bisman shamokim yatvu bar the ikanam yisro af yashiru. The way Reb Meir learns that the Iker tzon get pregnant in Adar. But there are later ones that also get pregnant in Nisan. So first it mentions Lov Shukarim Atzon, right, Kishamok in Yakbu Bar, that's the Iker. And then there's also ones Yisroaf Yashiru, that's why it says it last. Eller of Elazar of Shimon Ibchami Boyale. I should have said the Pasuk the opposite. Lov Shukarim Atzon Bisman Shisroaf Yashiru. When is the Iker conception of Behemoth Dakas when Yisroaf Yashiru and Nisan? The Ikonomi Damokim Yotvu Bar. There are also some that get pregnant earlier. Elom Arova, so you can't learn from this pasuk. The Kuleam Alof Shukarim Atzom Bisman Shamokim Yotvu Bar. Everybody learns that the Behemoth Daka gets pregnant at the time when the Amokim Yotvu Bar. And Adar. The Hocha Bahai Krokim Ifugay. The machlokus is in the following. Everybody holds that behema dakas get pregnant, the ikr in Adar. Lachor is a machlokus and metzias. Go and see when they get pregnant. But lachor's shaila is, there's vadi, it's between Adar and Nisan, and the shaila is, which is the ikr and which is the tofel. But the machlokus is not in that. Now it comes out, everybody holds the ikr conception of behema dakas in Adar. So what's the lachlokas? Aser to aser, b'shnei maishras akasa medaber. Aser to aser, the Torah is talking about two maishras. Echad maishra behemov, echad maishra dogen. Now the pasuk is pasuk talking about maishra dogen. It says aser to aser called tvua zarecha. So why does it mention behemov first? Because maishra behemov we learn from the drasha. It's not pasuk. And whatever you learn from a drasha is more chaviv. So it mentions it first. Rav Meir Sover Makish Meiser Behemel and Meiser Dogen. Rav Meir holds that the Torah compares Meiser Behema to Meiser Dogen. Ma Meiser Dogen Somach LeGomro Isuro. Just like Meiser Dogen. When do you take Meiser? Right near when it finishes. Rashi learns, when it finishes, meanings when it finishes drying out and you bring it into the house. Because the Chi of a Meiser is when you bring it into the house. So when do you bring it into the house? When it's finished. When it's all dried, right? So too, at Meiser Behema, Somach LeGomro Isuro. So to Meiser Behema, when they're finished, that's when you have the date for Meiser Behema. Rashi, Ahuba Falta. No, Rosh Hashanah Shalohen Elu. The Somach LeGomro Zman Chodesh V'Yoshen Lechoki. The Zman Shisrao Hashibolim. Ahuba falta yesh lechatzon hamatifos umisachros lekabel zochar ad nisan. Some animals taka don't get pregnant until nisan, but those are the late ones. Aval ruban meyader havi. Most of them are from Adar. Bishlam al rabneir de dorish krokid of siv lof shu korim. The ika nomi mi uta shein mislab shos korim at shisro ashibolim. According to rabneir, the pasuk is good. First it talks about the ikar things. That's when bisman shah hamakim yatfu bar in Adar. And there's some that don't get pregnant until Yashiru af Yisrael. Eller belazer damer ruba benisan umiyuta ba'adar ipcha miboyle lemichtav. But according to Rebelazer Reb Shimon, that the main animals get pregnant in Nisan, not in Adar, the pasuk should have said the opposite, the other way around. So Mar says Enochanami. Everybody agrees that Adar is the ikar time when they get pregnant. Machlokas is different machlokas. Meiser dogen somach legomro isura. Just like Meiser Dogen. You take Meiser close to the time that it's finished. Rosh Hashanah le Meiser is Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah for Meiser is Tishrei. Dehochi Tana lula kamon bebraisa. Later on, the Gemara is going to say clearly that Meiser goes after Meiser Dogen is in Tishrei. The Tishrei samach legomrohu. Tishrei is near the time that the Tvua is finished. Dechol yimos hachama minichem liyadesh begrano shebesavos. Because you leave the tefua dry out in the fields till Tishrei, and you bring it in the house in Tishrei. Okay, Tosus learns differently that what it means somach legomro. He says it's going after lekita. Okay, that you don't gather them until they're finished, so they stay in the ground till right before Tishrei. No, they learn the comparison from Meiser Behemah to Meiser Dogen a different way. Ma Meiser Dogen Rosh Hashanah Shalo Tishrei, Af Meiser Behemah Rosh Hashanah Shalo Tishrei. Just like Meiser Dogen, the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, so too the Rosh Hashanah of Meiser Behemah is Tishrei. You don't go after the why it's Tishrei, but the fact that it's Tishrei. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. The Echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shonim. Echad B'Tishrei is also Rosh Hashanah for years. L'may Hilchasa. What's enough Kamina, what year it is. Om Rapapa L'Shtaros. So Papa said, how we date Shtaros. Tisnan Shitrei Chov HaMukdamim P'sulim. Right, a Shtar Chov that is predated is Pasul. V'HaMukharim Shev is postdated, it's Kosher. And we explained already in the Mishnah, the reason is that the Shibud, what's it called, seems to start from when the star is dated. And if the person sold his field before the loan was made, right, or before he sold the other field or whatever, he sold one of the fields that became Meshubed afterwards, you're going to be able to take it away from the Lokeach wrongly if it's predated. Post-dated, you just won't be able to take it away from the proper time. So you lose out. So if you had a post-dated start, it's your fault.
Vahasnan, Becha Benisan Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, V'Amrin L'Mai Hilchasov, Amr Avchizda L'Shtaros. Bechor, we said that Echad Benisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Malachim, and the Nafkamina is how you date Shtaros. So the Chora, we date Shtaros from Nisan, not from Tishrei. Where it says, Lokasha, Kan L'Malcha Yisrael, Kan L'Malcha Yimus Olam. Jewish kings date their Shtaros from Nisan, and non-Jewish kings from Tishrei. Elohadam Rav Chizda, Lo Shonu El L'Malcha Yisrael, Av L'Malcha Yimus Olam, Tishrei Maninan, Rav Chizda Mas Nisan, Osel Hashemina. According to this, the fact that the Mishnah said two things, Lishonim and Lamalachim, and they're both going on Shtaros, right, it's Muchach that one's Yisrael and one's Umos Ha'olam. So from the Mishnah itself, it's clear that Umos Ha'olam date from Tishrei and Malchei Yisrael from Nisan. So what did Rav Chisda have to come and tell me? Right? Rav Chisda came to tell me what the Mishnah tells me. There's no other way of learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah is clear that that's the Pshat. So why did Rav Chisda have to come and tell me that? When it says Rav Chisda Kroy Oslashmina, he came to tell me the psukim where you see this. Where do you learn? Where do you see that it's like that? How did the Mishnah know that? That's what Rav Chisda is telling me. The Iboy Seima, Rav Chisda Krab Zeira Masnila, the Rav Zeima Omar Litkufa, Rav Elezerhi. They had a different reason why Lishonim. Lishonim means that you begin counting the Tkufos of the year from Tishrei, not from Nisan. Rashi explained what the Tkufos are. Rav Elezer, he the armor of a Tishrei Nivra Olam, and it goes like Rav Elezer, who says the world was created in Tishrei, and therefore the Tkufos started from Tishrei. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar Ledin, the Rosh Hashanah Lishanim of Tishrei is not for Shtaros, it's not for Tkufos, it's Ledin, that the din of the year is in Tishrei. The Chsiv Meireishis Hashanah, the Ad Achrishanah. From the beginning of the year, it's judged what's going to be at the end of the year. And when is the beginning of the year? Tishrei. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rosh Hashanah Lishonim. Be'echad the Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah Lishonim, my Hilchasol Ishtaros. L'tchila Shnos Melachim, K'de Precious Breish Pirkin. You count dating Shtaros for kings from Tishrei. Mara says, cross Asaminon. Rav Chisda came to tell me the Psukim. Okay, the Amorim Bereish Pirkin, Divrei Nechemya Ben Chachloi. How do you know that Malchei Mosolim come from Tishrei and Malchei Yisroel from Nisan? The boy Seba, Rav Chisda, the Itzrik Lashminon. Okay, the Amorim, the Malchei Mos B'Tishrei, Lesley Hadarab Papa, the Parish Rosh Hashanah L'Shonim, the Hachal Ishtoris, Elek Rav Zeira Masnila, the Perusha D'Lishonim, the Masnison, the Rav Zeira Masni Rosh Hashanah Lishonim L'Tkufas Chama Levana. Rav Zeira argues on Rav Papa, and he says when it says Rosh Hashanah Lishonim is not for dating Shtaros, it's for Tkufos. When do you start counting the Tkufos? Lomar Shemonim L'Briyoson the Hiluchan Shal Tkufas Achama U'Moldos HaLevana Mitishrei. All the Cheshbonos of the Tkufos are from Tishrei and on. Each Tkufa goes according to the solar year, is 90 days and a quarter, and there are four Tkufas in the year, and the Tkufas start from Tishrei. Rebbe Lezerhi, what?
Wasn't it only after the Mavos?
What was after the Mavos?
It was from the Mavos.
No, it started from Bria Solam. All the Tkufas start from Bria Solam. Rebbe Lezerhi, the Omer B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, the Kamed B'Pirkin. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omer, Rosh Hashanah Lishonim, Disnan Hochel Din Tana. Not for Shtaros, not for Tkufos, but for Din. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Don B'Tishrei as Kol Boy Ha'olam, Kol HaKoros Osam HaTishrei Haba. Okay. Now it's clear that, all the Tkufos are from before Brias Ha'olam. All the Tkufos are Nechshav from the year before Brias Ha'olam. That's called the Shnas Tohu. But the Tkufos were Nechshav from Bria Solam. They didn't maybe have their full effect till after the Mah, but there were Tkufos already from before, from Bria Solam and on.